Hello? You play to win the game.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
To LeBron James! That was insane! Officially insane, LeBron James!
What's up? Welcome back to Claws of the Wall. It's your host, Justin Brown, and in the Studio C right now, got Hunter Mancuso, Audrey Pacias, and the very own Davin Meredith. And we got an exciting show to talk about today. We're going to talk about some NCAA basketball tournaments going on left and right. We'll talk some MLB, the Rangers and the Astros about to match up this weekend. It's going to be a fun one. And we'll talk some NFL, some recent controversy with one Chiefs receiver. But we'll talk some more about that all later. But let's start it off right now with asking, how are y'all? Yeah, I want to know how are
you. Am
y'all?
I going first? Okay, yeah, yes. I'm doing great, honestly. We just hosted BCR. It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. I'm having a good day so far.
Well, you're having a good day. I'm not. It is before 12 p.m., which is the time I wake up at, so I'm early in the morning. I hate it. Two, I just found out that the softball game was moved to 11 a.m. instead of 12 p.m., so I'm very upset. I'm very mad this morning, but I'm here with my favorite people, so that's why. I am in a good mood now.
It's a great Friday morning, Justin Brown.
Look at that. Short and sweet. Gets to the point. You could have just said, terrible Friday.
No, I'm going to give you the whole story. I'm going to give you the rundown. What did you expect from me? Hello?
No, yeah. I like an in-depth analysis of stuff. That's why
always.
You're a great color, right?
Come on. Yeah. Ugh, come on now. Bro, shout me out for real. Anyway.
For real. All right. Let's start talking about some sports, okay? NCAA. We're going to talk about the women's first because some recent facts that I just found out that were actually astonishing to me. The Iowa versus LSU game was the most watched game. Yeah, I'm looking right at you. The most watched game in collegiate basketball history for ESPN. Yes, I said that. And it's two women's basketball teams, and that was just amazing to watch. And if you don't know what happened, maybe you're under a rock. Caitlin Clark drops 40 points off of 9 three-pointers. Yeah, that's not a typo. And Angel Reese walks away with only 9 points and a frowny face. And I want to love hear your thoughts about it. Did y'all think Iowa was going to beat LSU? And what do y'all think about Angel Reese and the LSU squad?
I think it was Iowa get-back season. After that game last year in the national championship, I believe, between Iowa and LSU and the whole bad blood between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, I think you were really due for a showdown of two triumphant teams in the women's bracket this year. And obviously, you know, with all the tension building up and after the game last year, it's no surprise that this is one of the most viewed games of the tournament. You know, women's basketball is gaining its traction, especially with these two stars. When these two stars finally do get to go against each other, it's no surprise there. Obviously, Caitlin Clark balled out, made Angel Reese look silly. Angel Reese getting the finally humbling, long-deserved humbling that she's been needed, Justin.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I agree. And Justin said it this morning. I was like, is she really an athlete? Does she really go to LSU? Is she really, like,
is she going to graduate from LSU? Probably
I know. Not. I'm like, is she really? Yeah, but I agree. I mean, what was the question?
Yeah, you know, did you expect Iowa to beat LSU?
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm looking at the stats right now. Angel Reese, you said Clayton Clark dropped 40 points, bro. Angel Reese got 17. Okay. How do you compare to that? And then you want to go, like, you can't see me in front of your face and everything and point that you got a ring. Girl, like Hunter said, it's time that she got humbled. I'm glad that Caitlin Clark was the one that, that was able to do it and everything. Because I'm not a fan of LSU either, to be honest. But
I'm just going to say, like, what did Shaq say? Angel Reese is the best.
The best athlete ever coming out of LSU.
History. Okay, here's some LSU athletes that I think that are better than Angel Reese just after that game alone because Caitlin Clark just put her behind like probably 50 or so athletes. Joe Burrow, Livy Dunn, Odell Beckham Jr.,
yes.
Leonard Fournette, Shaq, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Think about it. Probably Shaq. I'd say so. Dude, this is insane. I mean, yeah, Caitlin Clark's amazing. She's done some great stuff for just women's sports and just women's basketball in general. I love that these two are going into the WNBA, I believe, at the same time, correct? Yeah, they're both entering the draft. It's going to be great. Justin, you made the comparison to Magic Johnson for the WNBA. I mean, I could definitely see it. It's really awesome to see that they're going to get that traction from college going into the WNBA. I think a lot more viewers are going to be watching the WNBA, and that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I thought this is what I've been saying for the longest time, is that the WNBA, the only reason why the money isn't there right now is just because it hasn't gotten the ratings, and that's because it hasn't got the eye magic. You know, when you see something with your eyes, you're like, oh, my God, did I just see that? never in my life, in my ever before, was I watching a women's basketball game and I actually got off my couch. It was like, there's no way. There's no way. She is over here stepping left, right, back, everything you can do. She's doing step back, splash, three, everything. She's doing it amazing. Right in front of Angel Reese's face and Haley Van List's face. Caitlin Clark is going to change the WNBA, make it more talented, and it's just going to be way better to watch. And, you know, Angel Reese, she could be like Magic Johnson, you know, a rivalry between two players. That's what brings money into the league. I'd love to see where Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark go. I think Clark is going to go to the Indiana Fever. What are the odds of that, you know? It's like Larry Bird. No, not Larry Bird. He was playing in Indiana back in the day. But I think it'll be really interesting to see. But it's not just Iowa and LSU, these only two teams that we should be talking about. We also got to be talking about UConn. They're going to be playing, you know, Iowa tonight, Iowa versus UConn. That's a very good team. People are saying you can't sleep on UConn. Do y'all think Iowa's talent can just overcome UConn no problem, or is it going to be a bit of a dogfight?
Well, I think this late in the tournament, you can't really count on anyone. You know, they're in the Final Four for a reason. So UConn's just been so good at basketball, both men's and women's, for consistently years. But with it being this late, like I said, you can't really count anybody out.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to note this UConn women's basketball team is so dominant. I mean, I can't even say the word right. Dominant. Yeah, I'm saying it right.
Yes.
Right? That they never lost a game from 2014 to 2017. That's a 111-game win streak they had. They've been to the tournament multiple times, so you can't count them out. But I think, Audrey, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's I knew you were
I agree with you. Everything that you said, Justin. But I got UConn, to be honest. I've been seeing a lot of videos on my For You page and everything saying, like, oh, my God, this is the game to see after LSU and, like, Iowa and everything because of Paige Buchers. Or is that
Buckers?
I keep butchering that. I'm butchering that. I'm so sorry. Lock in. What's it called? Paige Buchers. Yeah, I want to see her go up against Caitlin Clark. I want to see what that is going to look like and everything, since they haven't seen each other before, which is going to be really interesting. And that's pretty much it. To be honest, I'm not a big fan of Caitlin Clark, but hey, Paige Buchers is.
Wait, what? Why?
Why? What does she do to you?
What does she do?
What does she do to me?
She's an empowering woman figure?
I don't know.
I'm inspired.
I think she... Okay, if we're going to get into that, I think she's very, like Justin Brown says it, LeBum, like LeBron. I think she's very, like, flop queen type thing.
Are you talking about whenever the fans rush the court?
I'm talking about multiple occurrences, and that's not the only one, if you really want to get into it.
I said what I said.
Are you an Angel Reese fan?
No.
Then
she's a secret Angel Reese.
Absolutely not. I'm like,
do y'all wear the same lashes or what?
I mean, hey, we could. Hey. It's a sponsorship. Hey, Angel
Look,
Reese.
Look, all I'm
going to
say
girl.
Is this. There's two type of people in this world.
Okay.
There's the Angel Reese's of the world that feel like they need to do a full face makeup before they go drop 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Caitlin Clark, who wakes up out of bed, puts her hair in a ponytail, makes 500 three-pointers, goes out on the court, and drops 40.
As
and that's
should.
What Iowa is.
I
that's
love that.
How Iowa basketball is. If you're not a fan of Caitlin Clark, you're not a fan of true basketball players.
Dude.
And don't ever compare it to LeBum. I like LeBum now, actually. I'm not even a cap. I hated LeBum for years. Thomas Terry told me, you know, hey, man, you got to really think about things differently. And now I do. He's been in the league for how long?
30. He's 38.
22 seasons now? Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm only 21 years old. He's been playing longer than I've been alive. That's why I respect LeBum. And Caitlin Clark, she's going to probably play just as long. And I want to see her beat Stephen Curry in a three-point contest because I know that could happen possibly. Better than Sabrina Ionescu. How do you even talk about her? This girl, Caitlin Clark, when she gets in the WNBA, there's not a single player that's better than her. Sue Bird, take a sit on the bench. That's what I'm going to say.
I want to run
Fact.
Clip
I
want,
that.
I want to run through a brick
that.
Wall. I want to. I'm so hyped right now. That's just
fired
up.
Yeah. You're like.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, look, see, I'm bringing the controversy. That's why I'm on this episode. I'm going
to
bring all the opinions
the
out and everything.
Advocate.
Absolutely, all the time. That's why I was like, Caitlin Clark, she's mid.
Okay, I'm not going to fight it again.
No, she's not mid. I think she, dude, dropping 40 points on, dude, I was just looking at like the.
She leads in every category statistic for this team.
Exactly. She's phenomenal. The one that was the closest to score as much points as her is Kate Martin, and that was 21 points. That's like not even half. Is it half? It is half.
Caitlin Clark is the all-time NCAA scoring leader in men's and women's basketball.
How does it get to men's?
What do you mean? I'm just saying she has more points than Pistol Pete.
Oh.
Well, Pistol Pete. Also, Clark played for like three more years than he did, too.
Yeah, facts. And Pistol Pete played in like before the three-point line ever existed.
Yeah.
I'm just proud I got that reference. Also, isn't it crazy that Angel Reese still makes more NIL money than Caitlin Clark?
It makes sense. That's what I was saying. I was like, is she really an LSU basketball player?
She got
player?
That
like,
Ulta sponsorship.
Probably.
The eyelash thing.
Yeah. Respect.
Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla.
Yeah. You got to keep those lashes on. That's the sponsorship she had to get. Pray for her, though. Pray for those eyes.
How do you think she's going to do? Sorry.
No, interrupt me.
Oh, I definitely will. How do you think she's going to do in the NBA, WNBA?
Oh, Angel Reese, she's gonna do all right. She's going to average 11.8 points per game. She's going to be out in 3 years because she's going to complain she didn't do good enough, and she's going to blame someone else because she doesn't want to take accountability of her own actions. She's the type of person to lose a basketball game by 11 points, goes to the postgame interview, and blames everyone else. Blames the fans. Blames the hate. Guess what we're not blaming, and you're not even taking a look at? The mirror. Look at yourself, huh? Really? 17 points? You're supposed to be the best thing that came out of LSU? I don't think so. Look at Joe Burrow. There you go. That's what I'm going to say. We're going to move on. We're going to move on from Angel Reese. I don't even want to waste my time anymore with that.
And Livy Dunn.
Joe Burrow.
What's up with yellow and purple teams that I hate so much? The Lakers, LSU. Just change those colors, man. I don't know. Maybe it's the colors.
Cook them, JB.
Yeah, I'm done. Now, let's move on. You got NC State, and who are they facing again?
Purdue.
No, women's.
Oh, we're still talking. Oh, sorry.
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. They're going to win, beat NC State. Sorry. South Carolina's undefeated. I doubt NC State has what it takes to beat them. I think the final game is going to be South Carolina and Iowa. And Caitlin Clark is going to do a little step back buzzer beater and win the game. And, you know,
how do you feel about that, Audrey?
I like how you're very intimate and, like, really passionate about your answer right there. But I can agree. South Carolina, they were beefing with LSU for a while, right? Or something like that. I saw Andrew Reese, like, getting all up in that girl's grill and everything and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably just told her the truth and she just couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm, I agree. But
I couldn't understand it. No one knows grades.
What was the GPA? 1 point.
Failing.
Let's look it up right now. Angel Reese, GPA.
She's getting an honorary degree.
A-probe.
What?
I think her major's waste management.
What is
waste of talent management.
That's a roast.
I got him.
From Mr. Mancuso. But yeah, you can take your time pulling that up. I'm gonna go to something else now. We're gonna talk about men's NCAA now. Because this tournament, I mean I got a lot to say about this. We have NC State, it's the Final Four right now. NC State and Purdue, UConn versus Alabama. Now listen here. I want to hear each of y'all's predictions. Should I give mine first or let y'all take the floor?
Always.
Go first, JB.
That was a sneeze. But yeah. So, men's NCAA tournament. I'm picking NC State over Purdue. Only reason why, Zach Edey looks like he just picked up a basketball at the age of 17 and was told, "Hey man, you want to play college basketball?" He's like, "Sure." And he picked up the basketball, and yeah, he has no paint play. I guess he does. He's just tall. I really don't think he has that talent. DJ Burns, though, look at this guy. On the fast break, he could dish it, past it. He could do turnarounds, layups, everything. I think DJ Burns is the go-to guy. I want him beating Purdue. That's a hot take. People pick Purdue all day. I'm picking NC State. And then UConn and Alabama, are you kidding me? The only people that are going for Bama are people that live in Alabama.
Roll Tide.
I don't even think I need to explain why.
Drop that.
Just the educational level there in Alabama. You know, I think those fans really are delusional. You're only good in football. Stick to football. You're going to lose to UConn by about 36 points. I'm betting, actually, let's say 40. I'm going to take 40 here. So my parlay that I'm placing is I'm just kidding.
Devin's like, parlay?
Yeah, UConn beating Alabama and NC State beating Purdue. Your choice?
Angel Reese is majoring in communication.
Who would?
Because she likes to talk crap.
Probably.
Hunter.
Wait, say your parlay again, I'm sorry. What teams are you taking?
Oh, I'm picking UConn over Alabama and NC State over Purdue.
Okay. Well, you can't not pick UConn in this situation, but I don't think you can entirely count out Alabama. I completely agree with you that they have been a football school the last few years, and you know, but they are SEC. They still got power everywhere. But if you were looking at their tournament record so far, they did knock off North Carolina, and they did knock off Clemson. So they already showed that they can beat two big teams in the tournament. And coming into the Final Four, going against the one seed, you know, they're in the Final Four for a reason. You don't necessarily want to count them out. And then as far as NC State and Purdue goes, I agree with your take about Zach Edey. I don't think he's the most athletic guy in the world. I just believe he is 7'4", and the dude is massive. Have you seen that clip of him throwing the baseball in high school?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about on BCR.
I heard that this morning. He's just this lengthy guy, and on the pitcher's mound, if I saw that, as long as his arm is, you think he'd hit like the 80s, 90s. I think his fastball was sitting at like 76 his junior, senior year of high school. So showing that he is just unathletic. But obviously, you know, since he's gotten to Purdue, he's bulked up a little bit. He still is a bigger guy. And obviously, Zach Edey would destroy me in basketball. So I'm not going to sit here acting like my 5'8 self could take that. But for NC State, they did show that they can beat Duke. You know, they had that big run, beat him by 12. So I don't think NC State gets past Purdue. I know Purdue has had early struggles of getting knocked out early. You know, like I think Zach Edey came out in a press conference and said, you know, like, we're the underdog. You know, no one wants us to win. You've been the one seed like 4 years in a row, bro. What do you mean underdog story? You're not an underdog. You just can't get you can't perform when it's time. You know, you're dominating the regular season just to get into the March Madness and just sell first round every year. So the fact that they're finally in here, I think, is a shock in and of itself. But I think Purdue does get it done. I think this finally is the year to get to the championship. I think UConn tops Bama and ends up going back to back, I believe. They won last year, right? I think UConn goes back to back and beats Purdue in the championship this year.
Look at that mic drop. Zach Edey is 7'4". He's a size 20 shoe. Fun facts.
I could take him.
I feel like his foot's probably like the size of my like torso. I don't know. That's a
size
huge foot.
Size 20?
That's a huge foot. This is like this big, right? His foot? The size 20?
Yep.
That's huge. I'm wearing 9.5.
But that's like twice.
I'm actually
your size.
Kid sizes. Actually, I'm wearing I'm wearing light up Skechers right now.
the twinkle toes.
Yeah, our cam op can't get down there. That's okay. Okay, yeah.
It's okay. Put a picture.
So, Davin, did you give your choices, your picks?
Here, I got you. Audrey, did you give yours?
She just said
no. He
nothing.
Didn't. I mean, you just what?
I was letting you, but you didn't.
Oh, I didn't. We were talking about your twinkle toes.
Oh yeah.
My bad. Yeah.
You got them for $22.
Save the best for last.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take Purdue again. Actually, you know what? No, I changed my mind. NC State, I'm doing all upsets. As Pat McAfee once said, I'm taking Alabama. Blitz, Bama, blitz. NC State, Alabama.
I can mess with that. Now, let's save the best for last. What do you got?
It's so sassy of you.
No, it was a question. I'm just
okay, so between Bama and UConn, or are we talking about Purdue and NC State? Or both, all of them, all of the above.
I want to hear your choice for those two games.
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to go Purdue and UConn, just because they're both number one. And UConn has a player, Tristan. Devin knows what I'm going to say. That's why he's laughing.
I don't. I just think that you just went Tristan.
Tristan. I forgot his name.
Is he on TikTok?
No, he's from El Paso. Case if y'all don't know, I'm from El Paso, so I'm gonna rep it. I'm gonna rep my hometown, and obviously I'm gonna go with UConn. Obviously number one, they have been sweeping everybody lately. And then I don't really like Alabama, to be honest. I don't like Alabama in any sport. I don't like them in softball. I don't like them in football. Why am I gonna choose them in basketball?
Yeah, I don't like Alabama really either.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we're all Bama haters here.
Not me. I'm not a Bama hater.
Yeah, I like.
Oh, you're
Bama.
A Bama lover.
Well,
I'm a Bama lover.
Blitz, Bama, blitz.
Well, they need a better quarterback this year because Bama Dynasty is looking like it's taking an L, but we can talk about that later if you all want to.
Oh, most definitely. But yeah, UConn-Purdue. That's me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we got everyone's predictions here. I like that. UConn-Purdue, you're going for the upset teams, NC State and Alabama. You're going to go for Purdue, and I think you said you might go for Alabama here.
No, I said UConn wins the whole thing.
UConn. So just don't count out Alabama completely, though.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It might be more of a fight than we expect. Okay.
What about you? What did you say?
Oh, man. I said NC State and UConn. Oh. That's the final game. That's going to be it. And DJ Burns, he's going to really just disrespect everyone on UConn's team. He's going to drop 44 points and win the game with a smile on his face to get drafted first round.
Clip it.
So we're going to zoom out of collegiate basketball and take a little zoom into the National Basketball Association. We're going to talk some NBA. Yeah, I know not the biggest NBA fans here, but I have to talk about it because we only have four games left and the playoffs are starting. And MLB is about 100 games away from there. So we're going to talk about MLB afterward, though, because there's some big stuff happening, some starts, unexpected start for the Astros, in my opinion, 2-5. But I don't think that really means anything so far early in the season. But let's start talking in the playoffs, talking West and East. We'll talk the play-in first, okay? We're not even going to really go too in-depth about the playoff. That would take forever. Let's just talk the play-in. Right now in the play-in for the West, you have the 9th seed Lakers versus the 10th seed Warriors, and then you have the 7th seed Pelicans versus the 8 seed Kings, okay, for the play-in. Then on the East, you have the Bulls and the Hawks. That's a 9th and a 10th seed. And you have the Heat and the Sixers, the 7th and the 8th seed. Let's start in the West. Lakers, Warriors, Pelicans versus Kings. Want to hear your choices. Should I give mine first? You want to go, Davin? You want to go first?
No, I think
I'm
you
cooking.
Should start.
I'm cooking. You go
okay,
first.
So I'll let the oven preheat for Davin. So, Lakers, Warriors, ninth and 10th seed here. We got LeBum James versus Stephen Curry. You know, really, it's been a hard year for Stephen Curry, Mr. Wardell himself. And I really think he's having a rough year. He's pondering retirement. LeBron, you know, he's not going to retire. This guy just has, he's an egomaniac. He'll probably play until his legs fall off. So I'm going to go for the Warriors here over the Lakers. Love to see the Lakers not make the playoffs. It's always a great feeling when you see the Lakers lose. Really love seeing L.A. lose. You know, you have all that money, you have all that ability, and you still can't win a game. Probably because you're just thinking it's all about money. So then, yeah, I'm going to pick the Warriors beating the Lakers in the play-in. But guess what? If you lose the ninth, if you play in the ninth and tenth seed matchup, you lose, you're gone forever. You don't get a chance. But in the seventh and eighth seed matchup, you lose, you get to play again against the winner of the ninth and the tenth. So Pelicans and Kings here, I'm picking Pelicans over the Kings. That's controversial. I'm picking the Pelicans over the Kings, and that's my choice. Yeah.
Where are we looking?
This bracket. I will show you this bracket. Camera.
Oh, okay.
Get the bracket, Cam Op. Thanks.
Okay, because I looked up NBA, and I was like, brother, the Pelicans are playing the Spurs tonight, and the Warriors this are playing the Mavs.
This is like the locked-in playoff bracket so far. So oh. I'll let you take a look. These are your play-in games on the left.
It's okay. I can bring it up myself.
So, anybody else here an NBA fan besides me?
I love the NBA.
Thank you.
So much. It's like my favorite thing. Okay, so here's what I'm doing. Here's what I've been cooking up now that I'm staring at this bracket. I'm taking, dude, that Lakers-Warriors series. That's gonna, everyone's going to watch that one. I'm taking the Warriors over the Lakers, and I'm taking the Pelicans over the Kings. And then, Justin, if you will, scroll over to the other side of the play-in tournament. Awesome. I'm taking the Bulls because I like Alex Caruso, and he's on the Bulls. And then also, ooh, Heat and Sixers. I'm going to take the Sixers.
As a casual fan with weird tastes like Davin, I'm going to completely go my this similar route here. So I got Lakers over Warriors because the Warriors are the 10 seed, and my hometown Houston Rockets are the 11 seed in the West. Just missed it. Had a great comeback season with all their kind of young guys leading the team. They just missed out in the playoffs, it's going to look like. So I got Lakers over Warriors because Warriors took a spot away from Houston. I got Kings over Pelicans because shout out De'Aaron Fox, Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District legend, went to the same high school district as me. So I got Kings over Pelicans. I got Bulls over Hawks because I mess with Alex Caruso as well. And then Heat Sixers I don't care about. I'll go Heat because they're the lower seed.
All right, the answer you all have been waiting for. All right, so Lakers and Warriors. Obviously, I got Warriors on top. Stephen Curry, hello. Yeah, pretty much. We've seen this matchup time and time again. An endless, very classic LA versus San Francisco. Okay. Then we got Pelicans and Kings. I just saw that the Mavs destroyed the Kings a few weeks ago. Obviously, you got to go Pelicans. And then Bully and Hawks. Bulls. Bulls and Hawks. I like Benny the Bull. He is a really cute mascot. So I'm going to go with Benny the Bull. I mean, I'm going to go for the Bulls because of Benny the Bull. And then Heat and 76ers. Isn't James Harden with the Sixers? And he sucks. No, he's not.
He's on the Clippers.
Well, there we go. I'm going to go with Heat.
Great. I like your choice.
Thank you.
And then, you know, one thing I forgot to mention. I didn't get to talk about the East on my choices. But I think the Bulls. Do they still have Zach LaVine? I think Zach LaVine, yeah. I think, is he injured still? I'm not sure.
I bring it up for you.
Yeah, let's get our sideline reporter here to do that. But I think the Bulls will beat the Hawks. Well, it's actually one game, so I'm actually not going to lie. The Hawks might sniff this one out because Trae Young is a unit. He loves to play when it matters most. He doesn't like to play in the regular season for some reason. Don't know why. He's a part-time NBA player like Kawhi Leonard. But Heat and Sixers, though, that matchup – man, Joel Embiid, I don't know how he still even has legs. I mean, that guy wakes up and eats cheeseburgers every day. He has the worst diet of any NBA player. He's even admitted himself. He's addicted to McDonald's cheeseburgers. And he needs to eat a thing of broccoli. I've seen him get injured I don't know how many seasons in a row. I think I've been watching the NBA now for 10 years. And he's been in the NBA for, what, 8 of those years. And I've seen him injured 8 straight years. Eat your broccoli. You know, eat some
greens. Eat your vegetables.
Eat maybe a steak. Mm-hmm. I don't know, some chicken. I don't know, just trying to get him a diet. The Heat. So, yeah, the Heat are going to beat the Sixers here. Sixers just have Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is one of those Zach Edey players, like Hunter mentioned, you know, just picked up a basketball. Actually, this is true. Joel Embiid did not pick up a basketball until the age of 17, and then he got really good at basketball and ended up going and getting drafted. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Who?
Joel Embiid. He didn't pick up a basketball. He was a soccer player. He played soccer his whole life, just like Hakeem Olajuwon. He's one of the greats. And yeah, little did you know, Hunter, I am a huge Rockets fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to mention the Rockets here because of what Tari Eason did yesterday.
Oh, the
Warriors. Come out and play.
Yeah.
Come out and play to the Warriors. He yelled it on his story. Come out and play. Come out. Like, stop.
Did he even
wears
play?
A shirt. He wears a shirt that says, come out and play. And then to the game. And the Rockets lose by like 20 points. And Draymond Green goes, I think it's just really funny you tell us to come out and play, but you don't even come out and play. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Tar Eason, but you really just you ruined our Rockets season. I mean, the last three games, we'd lost three straight games. We lost to the Mavs. That was a game I thought we were going to beat, but no, Luka Doncic embarrassed us at home.
Duh.
And took all of our play-in potentials away. I don't know how we're going to get in there. I don't think it's possible.
Hey, but y'all have Dylan Brooks. That's pretty cool.
Stop.
I love Dylan
I'll
Brooks.
Take Caitlin Clark over Brooks any day.
It's not even a bad take. Yeah, and we gave that man like the mega contract, too.
Yeah, no, we did. So let's zoom out a little bit from the NBA. Okay, Audrey?
Zach LaVine is OFS on status.
He's...
I don't know what that is. It's a red dot, and it says OFS.
Oh, he's off. He's not playing this season. He's until the offseason.
Well, there you go. That's your answer.
Dang, yeah.
You're welcome.
So Caruso, yeah, you're not going to be able to carry. I love your bald spot. I love your headband, but... Oh, he's just completely bald, not a bald spot. Sorry, guys. I respect bald people. My dad's bald. So we're going to zoom out a little bit, talk about some MLB. We got our own MLB analyst here, Hunter Mancuso. And let's just talk about, look at his shirt here, if you'll see the shirt. But we're going to take a quick pause.
What are we doing? Why'd you do that?
I hope Kobe knows, because remember he has to change cameras. He wanted us to pause.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to zoom out a little bit and talk about some MLB. And if you look at our own analyst here, Hunter Mancuso, and you look at his shirt, this guy came prepared to talk about some baseball. Let's talk about the Astros. Yeah, that's a Rangers fan that just made that noise. And I that's literally how the Rangers season's going to end up, just like that, because they're not going to win another World Series. Yeah, they're not. They're not going to win another World Series. That's for sure.
It was 1 year, and it was fraudulent. And if you watch that 2023 ALCS, you know that good and well, the Houston Astros were the better team. Jose Altuve walked off that late inning home run in game six or game five, excuse me. It was just another case of the Astros can't win at Minute Maid Park, and that's why the Rangers won the 2023 ALCS, excuse me. Astros win that series, and we go on to destroy Arizona in that World Series, and we walk away with our third ring. That was the most. Also, Astros currently, and I know this is a bold take, but we don't have no cheaters on our roster. If you looked at Rangers,
oh, so you admit it.
If you've looked,
oh, so you admit
if
it.
You look at,
you admit it.
If you look at
no,
Rangers
no, no, no.
outfielder Adolis Garcia, have you seen that man's on steroids? Have you seen that man's forehead?
I'm sorry. What'd you say that you have no what on
cheaters
your roster?
On our roster?
So you admit
we have no cheaters on our roster
so
right now.
So you admit you cheated.
We. It was. I've never once said we haven't cheated. The 2017 scandal was 6-7 years ago.
So
we cheated in 2017, and according to the commission's report, there has been no source
so
of
Mickey
cheating.
Mouse ring.
No buzzers.
So Mickey Mouse ring.
No trash can bangs. Anything after the 2017 season.
So you did bang on trash cans.
Bro, I never said that we didn't.
Y'all bought your World Series.
You bought your World
I'm sorry,
Series.
How does this man make you feel?
That's the cheater. Look at that man's neck. Have you seen that picture of him against the second series y'all played this year?
Yeah. He's a cheater.
He's a cheater. That
I
man
think
is
this man is beautiful.
Astros are cheating.
He's taking anabolic steroids.
Yes. If you've seen Garcia on his St. Louis Cardinals days, he's a little stick compared to now. He got cut. He was like, dang, I suck at baseball. I got to inject my body full of testosterone, full of whatever it is.
Facts.
And that man is huge now.
Nah.
Facts.
Anything that
no.
he's done is fraudulent, okay? The Rangers are 4-2 in the AL West right now. Y'all sit ahead. The Astros are 2-5 in fourth place. Let I remind you, in 2019, the season that Astros dominated and went to the World Series in 2019, we also started 2-5. So this 2-5 start, I'm not concerned about. Also, Ronel Blanco, Astros like starting pitcher 4, mind you, threw the first no-hitter of 2024 this year. Sat down the Blue Jays, allowed 2 base runners on 2 walks, walked the first batter of the game, went 26 straight batters, walked the last batter of the game, and then got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. out to win the game. So y'all aren't doing that. The Astros play the Rangers this weekend in Minute Maid, and you know they're going to wipe the floor with y'all, because if we get Fromber on that mound and we get Christian Javier on that mound and our bats can do anything, I don't want to hear it from the Rangers.
You know what? You know what? Let's talk all the hypotheticals. Y'all aren't winning the World Series this year.
Neither are y'all.
Okay, good.
Just no.
Okay, good.
Nationals.
You admit? Okay, it's okay. It's okay. No, you admitted that y'all cheated in 2017, just like 2 minutes ago, and none of us are winning the World Series.
The Astros are going back to the World Series.
You
bro.
Guys have to realize that,
brother.
That the Astros are just one team that's gotten caught cheating.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's true.
Truth
yeah.
is, there
I'll
are cheaters
yeah.
every place, everywhere.
If you're not
sport.
Cheating, you're not trying. So, that's my take on it. The Astros.
Good
the
defense.
Astros, dude, I have written so many pieces defense. Of artwork I have written so many papers for school about how the Astros cheating didn't mean anything. The Astros have just been the scapegoat of the MLB. The commissioner just made a fool of the Astros because we were the first ones that got caught. In 2016, the Yankees and the Red Sox both cheated using Apple Watches. You remember that?
Yep.
There have been so many scandals in the MLB, but the Astros were just dumb enough to be the only ones to get caught using them freaking trash cans way back when. And mind you, we only have three players left on the roster, offensive-wise, that are even from that team. We have Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and that might be it from 2017. So I don't want to hear it. And Jose Altuve didn't even cheat in 2017. If you'd done any research and you were any knowledgeable at all, you would know that Altuve didn't use trash cans, and he would actually get mad at his teammates when he was at the plate.
Don't take off my jersey. Don't take off my jersey. I have the a buzzer, wire. I have a buzzer.
The buzzer
oh my
rumors
God.
Were started
How
by
would
a
I be
fake
able to
Twitter
walk
account.
Off against Chapman? Oh, my goodness. Don't take off my jersey.
The buzzers were started by a fake Twitter account claiming to be Carlos Beltran's niece way back when.
I'm sorry, how does
when.
This make you feel?
And then, Davin's currently showing a picture of the 2023 world champions, the Texas Rangers.
Oh, I just wanted to hear you say that sentence.
Congrats. Y'all, like Justin said earlier, you bought your team, okay? Everything the Astros have right now.
What else are you supposed to do?
Home draft, sign out of the Dominican leagues. We bought Josh Hader, sure, gave him the biggest reliever contract of all time, but that's Josh Hader. You can't blame him, okay? We traded for Justin Verlander like 8 years ago whenever he was like dang near washed and saved his career, okay? We kind of bought Jose Abreu, but that's just because we didn't have a GM at the time, and that was kind of Jeff Bagwell, our president or something like that, taking over. But we homegrew Altuve, we homegrew Bregman, we homegrew Pena. Back before he left and traded us, we homegrew Correa, we homegrew Tucker, Alvarez, Fromber, Christian Javier, our whole roster, essentially. We didn't go out and spend $500 million on Corey Seager and Marcus Semien and Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer. Congrats. Y'all bought the whole team and then beat us in 7 games.
But isn't it so much easier?
Nah.
Isn't it? Well, congrats. You have a good farm system. It's so much easier.
Well, good luck maintaining your success. That's
what
you're
not realizing.
When
you throw money at the problem, it works, okay? We've got a
World Series. For 1 year?
For 1 year, sure. We'll take our 1 year.
Y'all have been a team for like 80 years, and you just got your first one.
And we're going to bounce back.
I'm glad you got one championship.
You know what? This is why I'm also a Diamondbacks fan, so it was a really good year for me, okay? I just said that to make my roommates mad. They're all Astros fans. I was like, I'm a big Diamondbacks fan, actually. And they were like, you're what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a big Diamondbacks Rangers fan. So, you know, it's a good year for me.
You know what? Man, Rangers ain't ever winning it again.
Really?
Yeah, not in my lifetime. They ain't winning it.
I despise the Rangers.
If I had a house.
Wait, who do you hate? Who do you hate more, the Yankees or the Rangers?
Rangers. Because all you delusional fans are like Cowboys fans.
I hate
kind of fun.
I like how you look at me when you say that, too.
Yeah,
you're lucky we haven't started talking about the NFL yet.
Cowboy.
That's why I'm saving all my energy up for that.
I hate the Yankees team more, but I hate the – or excuse me, I hate the Rangers team more, but I hate the Yankees fans more, to answer your question.
It's so fun being delusional. It's so much fun. Like, I'm a Saints fan. I've accepted my fate in the NFL.
At least we can agree on that.
Yeah,
we're both Saints
and
fans.
I are both Saints fans.
Yeah. So
you better enjoy it while it lasts. That whole city's going to be underwater in 5 years. That's going to be the New Orleans Seals.
I'm not getting into that. Right. I did see something funny, though. This is totally off topic, but they were asking younger Yankee fans who they hated more, the Astros or the Boston Red Sox, and all the like younger generations were like, well, we hate the Astros way more than the Red Sox, which is crazy.
Wow, the rivalry's changed.
The generations, yeah.
Yeah,
but the older generations,
oh, yeah,
the old heads hates Boston because they've been like this in the Subway series for years.
Oh, yeah. It's just interesting
wrong
to
series
see.
Name, but.
It's just kind of crazy to
I love Subway.
That, though.
Subway Surfers?
No.
I don't even know how the soundtrack goes. I was about to try it.
Okay, so Hunter, what's what do we got? We got a what is it? A 3-game series, 4-game series?
I think it's a 4.
Three.
I think it's a 3-gamer.
It's a 3-game. Okay, so what's your prediction?
Astros in 3. Astros.
4. It's actually
that's what I
lied. Sorry.
Yeah. Astros in 4. Don't care. Astros in 4.
You wish.
I say we're split. You know what? 2-2. We're splitting it.
Look, dude.
I think 3-2. Astros on top.
Astros are 2-5. Y'all are
oh,
4-2. If we sweep, we go to 4-5. Or excuse me, 6-5. If y'all lose, y'all go to 4-6.
No.
So this series kind of depends on the division right now to start off early. And mind y'all, y'all led the division almost every game last year in the regular season. We didn't have the division lead until the very last game of the season.
You can take that division title, sweetheart, because we had the World
We've
Series.
We've owned the Silver Boot Series every year for like the last 8-9 years, Davin.
Okay, congratulations. We have the most recent World Series title.
We have two of them.
Womp, how about womp. The Tigers, though? 5-1?
How the
That's an unexpected start from one of the worst teams in the league. What do you think about that, Hunter? Are they good?
They've got a young core over there. You got, you know, Casey Mize, Spencer Torkelson, A.J. Hinch. Rest in peace to him in Houston. Miss him. He's their head guy over there. But I know they have a whole lot of young talent over there, and if they keep playing their draft right, and not eventually they'll kind of turn into a market where they're attracting guys where they can buy out these guys, because you gotta build your core first and make these free agent veterans want to come over here. So they keep doing what they're doing. The AL Central isn't a very good division anyway. The Guardians have been, you know, mediocre at best. It hasn't been hard for them to win in the last few years, especially when they had guys like Lindor and Bieber and Bauer and whoever. But, I mean, Twins, you know, if Buxton can stay healthy, if Correa can stay healthy, my favorite baseball player right now, Christian Vasquez, because he's an Astros legend, if you remember him from the 2022 season, is on that team. So I like the Twins, but in a division that's not really hard to win, I think the Tigers can, if they keep this momentum going for all 162, I don't think it'll be that hard for them to win.
Another question I had for you, and maybe you don't know this or not, I heard before that Patrick Mahomes is a partial owner of the Kansas City Royals. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, because that man was given the biggest NFL contract almost of all time, and he's not like the full owner, but he owns like a part stake in it. Yeah.
So you think
he gets
like he can just come to the game for free?
Oh yeah, for sure, bro. Even if he didn't own it, it's Patrick Mahomes, dude. You saved Kansas City football. The Royals and whatever other sports teams are in Kansas City are gonna let Mahomes in whenever they want.
Doesn't
or whenever
his wife
he
not just sports team. I think he just saved the city.
Yeah.
Doesn't his wife own a soccer team or like something like that?
No, not right now. Currently,
if she does, it's with his money. It's with his so.
Dude, that contract's fat.
Oh wait, she does own. Is that what you said? Yeah. Oh, I thought you said like a part. That's what I was like, brother, no.
She owns
part of it. Yeah.
What soccer team?
I thought Diamond was saying
some like Division IV teams someone's ever heard of in Europe.
Brittany Mahomes.
Isn't it crazy Jackson Holiday got sent down?
Brittany Mahomes is the partial owner of the Kansas City current soccer team.
Beautiful.
That's all that it says.
That soccer team is my favorite. I'm a big fan of the
Kansas City. Kansas City current soccer team. That's what it's called.
I was looking at their current one.
Dang, we were about to just go, yeah, Audrey, you don't even know the...
The facts is right
here. I'm a big fan of the currents, yeah.
Yeah, she owns part
of it. I heard they're currently pretty good. sorry, that was terribly frightening. But yeah, you know, I feel like we've decided who's going to win this series this weekend. It's going to be the Astros. I'm glad.
3-2. Rangers on top.
I think Rangers are just going to keep losing as usual. But we'll take a little zoom out now of the MLB. Talk some NFL. Yeah, it's not going on right now. Obviously, it's the offseason. But there's been some big news out of the offseason. I don't know if this was mentioned last week, but is it James Rice?
Rasheed Rice.
Don't know why.
Rasheed.
Yeah. Rashi Weiss.
Okay.
Yeah. Rasheed Rice. Man, you better not have a speech impediment because you cannot say that name right. Rashi Weiss. Yeah. So, this guy, he causes a six-car pileup. Six cars. Yeah, in Dallas. And I'm not trying to make fun of the situation. That is very sad, and I pray for all those that were in that accident. But, yeah, he fled from police. I mean, he hid from police for multiple days in a house. Let his alcohol content go down. Then he got caught and got arrested, and he's been kicked out of the league permanently. What are your thoughts on this?
That's a thing? Well,
what?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, he was let go of the league, yep.
Whoa.
The league?
I might have to
double-check you on that one. That was his rookie year that he just
finished.
Yeah,
I was just going to say he just
got drafted.
You
should be removed from the league. If you're intoxicated and you cause a six-car pileup while you're trying to race a Lamborghini, yeah, get out of the league. Let's watch this video right here.
Okay, honestly, that's kind of crazy because how do you do that after you just won the Super Bowl? Like, you're on top of the world and you're doing that? Like, dude, come on.
Because he's a freshman rookie on drinking alcohol and getting in his Lambo. And guess what? You cause a six-car pileup, get out of the league. Yeah, you enjoy your $22 million, and I don't want to give that guy another million-dollar paycheck because guess what he's going to do with it? What, he's going to waste more money on a new car, a new bottle of Hennessy? Get out of here.
Breaking on Twitter 45 minutes ago, 10.8 grams of marijuana was found in the Lamborghini Chiefs. Rasheed Rice was driving, which is a state jail felony in Mountain, Texas, per the Dallas police. So,
woo!
I just see that posted 45 minutes ago. I do not see anything about him being let go from the league entirely. So I think whoever told you that was wrong or lying to you.
Well, I'm just I'm just psychic. You know, I know it's gonna happen. He doesn't deserve to be on the team.
I got a quote from him. Today I met with Dallas PD investigators regarding Saturday's accident. I take full responsibility for my part in the matter and will continue to cooperate with the necessary authorities. I sincerely apologize to everyone impacted in Saturday's accident. Rasheed Rice.
I don't think anyone died though.
No,
so
no one died.
No one died.
All I know is if I'm in the accident, I am suing for the largest amount of money.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like, I'm literally, if I was in that accident, I'm the happiest guy in the United States right now. I'm going to make $18 million because this guy can't control his weed problem while he's driving a Lamborghini.
I mean, bro's also 23, so he's young. Let's give him some slack.
That
but
is not
no,
an excuse.
I'm not saying
23. Whatsoever.
Just boys being
I know.
Boys.
I'm talking
just
about,
a
no, I don't mean, okay, there was still a bad mistake regardless, but I'm talking about as far as his punishment goes for what's going to happen to him. He didn't kill anyone. He's not like Henry Ruggs right now, who killed a woman and her dog and ruined lives. I think that he gets maybe suspended, fined a whole lot of money. Obviously, I'd be suing the heck out of him. Destroy Lamborghini, David is now showing us.
He's lost a lot of money.
Yeah, he's going to lose a lot of money, but I don't think he's going to lose his job.
That
I
Super
think,
Bowl bonus went crazy.
All I know is that I think he probably ran out of money, and you're right, he's not going to lose his job. I think he's going to get that suspension for a while, but I know for a good 3 months he's just going to be working at Subway to make that money back. He's probably going to get a job
out.
At like Bojangles or something.
You can buff that out.
Bojangles.
Right?
It's just a little scratch.
You can buff that out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, it looks like my front end of my Tacoma. just kidding. I don't even want to know what Audrey drives. Probably like half a wheel left.
What?
What is that
I feel
supposed
like you're
to
a bad
mean?
Driver.
Oh my God! Everyone
I've
at KTSW.
I've never been in your car, but I'm just assuming.
Everyone at KTSW Sports swears I'm such a bad driver, and I'm literally not. You can ask these two right here. I am probably the safest driver that you can be with. I know how to maneuver. I can like get us to point A to point B in like a good, reasonable speed limit and time. So. I don't want to hear it
one
from
time,
your red Tacoma, by the way.
Wait,
one time I
you
was
did
a
give me a ride home from a party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's keep it
one
off
time,
the.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
One time
but,
I was in the
yeah,
car with
I,
you, Audrey.
You all have been in the car with
one
me.
One time I was in the car with you, Audrey, and you didn't know what the highway was called. You're like, I'm going to get on the thing. And I said, the highway? And you go, sure.
Freeway, highway, what is it called? I really don't know, to
Interstate.
Be honest with you. I just know where to. I know how to get there. I have no sense of direction.
Yeah, that's a normal thing with girls. I can ask them where point south, and they're just like, that's the hardest question I've ever been asked.
Exactly, but I can get us to where we need to be, so that's all that
but
matters at the end of the day.
All right.
Like, all of us boys know, like,
that's that way is south, something like that.
Nah, I don't even, actually, I don't
actually,
know.
I think that, way, I don't know.
Exactly.
That way is south. That way is south. That way is north.
Look at me trying to mansplain directions. I don't even know where I'm going.
Exactly, yeah. So you're welcome to
I
all of
Caitlin
you for
Clark
taking you all home.
I bet Caitlin Clark knows what a highway is.
Hey, by the way, quick question. I want to know, this is something I was told that I'm crazy for. So that road off the side of the highway, there's a road that runs parallel with the highway. Many people call this the frontage road.
Mm-mm.
But
so
I was told my entire life, and this is how I was told growing up, it's the feeder.
Mm-hmm.
The feeder?
The feeder.
It's
feeder.
A Houston thing,
it's
bro.
A Houston
I found
thing.
Out
yeah.
that's a Houston
it's,
thing.
Is it just a Houston thing?
Yeah.
I grew up thinking that's the feeder road.
That's what I thought. It was just called a feeder.
Because it
came
feeds
here, never,
onto the highway.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Service road.
Whoa.
What?
This
kid's
from Dripping Springs. That's probably why.
Service road.
It's called the, what did you say the first time? The frontage
road?
It's called the frontage road.
Nah, it's the feeder.
It's called the frontage road on Google Maps, and that's all I call it the frontage road
I've always called
for.
It a feeder. When I came here and I called it the feeder, they're like,
what?
That's so redneck. What are you talking about? I'm like, and I literally pulled up ABC 13 News, because you know, we grew up watching it, and they literally say in the traffic area, they're like, yeah, the feeder road is backed up right here, and yeah, it's the feeder.
It's the feeder.
That's so H-Town of y'all, oh, but God. No, it's frontage. My
apparently
bad.
That's a Northeast thing as well. In New York City, they say feeder as well, which I was shocked. I was like, what? Okay. So apparently New York City and Houston are similar.
Audrey, know. What do you call it?
Oh, in El Paso.
I've been
even
saying
have a, what
frontage
highways
road.
In El Paso,
I-10.
They got I-10, that's it.
Mexico.
I-10. What'd you say?
It goes into Mexico, right?
No.
I thought there's a part where you drive under a big X and you're in Mexico.
Are you talking about Juarez?
Yes. I'm
no.
talking about the big X in El Paso that's like this over the highway. You ever drove it under it? You know what I'm talking about?
You're making me brain fart right now. What are you talking
bro,
about? The big X.
Let me one-up her right here on El Paso. I'm going to get it on camera here, too. Let me get
oh,
this
my
right
God.
Here.
I'm so, embarrassed. So,
so, so. X over.
Because if you're talking about big X, there's one in Juarez, but that's not like a road. That's like a monument, bro.
Maybe you're right.
I actually know. I'm the one that lives there. You literally passed through there going where you... Where
I didn't
were you
go
going?
Anywhere. I was
you
there for my parents'
it.
Wedding.
Exactly.
Hey, Audrey, we have bigger concerns. We have to register for classes in 15 minutes.
You know what? That's okay. Save it.
I'm
is
getting on degree,
it,
Audrey.
Is
no,
the X?
That's Juarez. That's literally Juarez.
I am wrong, guys. It's in 4K. I am wrong. This is.
And I'm going to prove him wrong in 4K if Luke wants to show me.
Did
that
you?
Is a monument in Juarez, which is across the border of El Paso, Texas. That is in Chihuahua, Mexico. And it is not a road.
So funny.
So,
Chihuahua.
There you go. Anyway. Proceed.
Hey, one thing I know that I'm right about, though, is that I-10 ends at the Santa Monica Pier in L.A. Did you know that? It ends right there.
I just think I tend to come back down here to San Marcos, so.
Chihuahua. I'm sorry. That was funny.
That's a town, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Chihuahua is a state in Mexico. Chihuahua.
Okay, and it's not a safe place to go either.
It's not?
Yeah, they're real what bad. Chihuahua, that old state, is like the highest count of. I'm not even going to mention that stuff because I don't want to get killed. So we're just going to keep it quiet.
It's a sports podcast.
It's a sports podcast.
National podcast.
I love
sports. Did you know about Chihuahua? You did?
Stephon Diggs. Oh, my God. He's with the Houston Texans.
Let's go.
Back on topic. Anyways.
Yeah. So I don't know what Cowboy fans are left anymore because all your bandwagon just came switched.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you're a
bandwagon.
I'm
still right here.
The lone fan. Wow. That one star is their logo is the one fan, and that's Audrey.
If there were
one star
fans
is Dak
for Cowboys,
Prescott, he's not even a star.
I am not a fan. Or what? How does the saying go? I know you guys are going to correct me on it. It's if there's only one fan for the Cowboys, I'm the fan. If there's, you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard of that.
If there's one fan, I'm one of them. If there's no fans, I'm dead.
You know what?
That.
That's funny that you say that because aren't all the Houston Texans fans like bandwagons right now? Where did the fandom come from? You want to be talking about Cowboys fans transferring over to Houston Texans? You guys are the original little group of
original bandwagons.
Well, I'm glad we have two loyal fans right in front of each other right here because you're apparently loyal to the Cowboys, never switched to the Texans.
Oh, diehard.
And I've been loyal to the Texans. Why would I ever switch to those Cowboys, wasting all money, Jerry Rice, don't even know what to do type stuff.
Jerry Jones.
I was thinking of Rice earlier, Reese, whatever his name is. Look, Jerry Jones, you're the richest guy. You have the richest franchise in the world. You can't win a freaking championship since I don't know what, since my parents were in diapers.
Since 1995.
Okay.
96.
Yeah. So, what are y'all doing?
Nothing, apparently.
Cooper
because
Rush
we haven't picked
is a better
up
quarterback.
In the offense. In the, what is this called?
Offseason.
Offseason, yeah.
Cooper Rush is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, and y'all are wasting millions of dollars on him.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, do you know what Dalton Schultz, the current starting tight end for the Houston Texans, said about the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, that it's like a zoo, but I don't think he can handle it, actually, because you know who clapped back at that? Our star tight end right now.
Jake Ferguson?
Jake Ferguson.
Man, he's such a star, you couldn't even remember his name.
I'm panicking right now. I'm literally panicking. But yeah, I know what you're going to bring up. You can bring it up. It's okay.
I'm just saying it is a circus.
Really?
Yeah.
He just can't handle it. Did you see his response, though? He literally posted like a picture of the outside of the locker room, and he was just like, if you can't handle it, then you're not really meant to be here.
I think the
Texans
are going to give the Chiefs a run for their money.
They are. Texans are the new team to beat.
I'll give you that.
I hate the Chiefs, man.
I love the Chiefs.
I hate the Chiefs.
And if you take it back to the 2019 AFC Divisional round, the Texans should have won that game because – I'm a Saints fan, but I grew up in Houston, so I have that Houston blood in me. I do root for the Texans, so I'll give you that, Justin. Watching the Texans growing up, we went from Matt Schaub to Brock Osweiler and all these other garbage time quarterbacks, and then we finally got Deshaun Watson. 2019 AFC Divisional round.
He decided to get a back massage.
I meant before that.
Okay.
when they went up 29-0 on the Chiefs in the AFC Divisional round, and then they blew it. Remember that? That was a sad day in Houston. They win that. The Chiefs dynasty never becomes what it becomes because the Texans probably win the Super Bowl that year. Anyways, they finally go out and get this kid, CJ Stroud,
it's
to come out.
Take.
Yeah, keep going.
It's a bold take, but go on.
They finally go out and get this CJ Stroud kid out of Ohio State, which is funny because I wanted Bryce Young so bad.
Yeah, I was so worried about CJ Stroud. I was like, what?
When the Texans won that Week 18 game against Indianapolis in garbage time, when Davis Mills threw that like Hail Mary to whoever and he caught it because Lovie Smith was like, yeah, I know I'm fired for this game regardless. Let's go ahead and just win anyways. And it ended up working in our favor. So build the Lovie Smith statue in Houston. He deserves that. Anyways, they go out and they get Stroud. Will Anderson has a freaking huge rookie year on the defensive side of the ball. They go on and make the divisional round and lose to arguably the best team in the AFC or the NFL at that point. So you can't even be mad if you're a Houston fan this year. And then they go out and they get Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Jeff Okuda on their backfield. Like, who's beating this team?
Nobody.
Maybe the Chiefs and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, the league loves the Chiefs. They're scripted to win every year. I expect the Chiefs to win again this year.
I'm rooting for the Texans. Like, honestly, I want them to do well, and I think they're the best team out of the AFC, maybe as far as Baltimore. I don't know. Lamar's kind of a choke artist in the playoffs, but to give the Chiefs a run for their money.
Well, if you want to talk about the AFC, I'm going to talk about the NFC. I'm going to talk about the Cowboys again.
Gross.
You know what Derrick Henry came out and said? That he would have went with the Cowboys, but the Cowboys didn't even reach out. He was like, I was waiting for my invitation. But Jerry Jones just was like, nah, we're going to go ahead and not sign
anybody.
Y'all
signed one player.
I don't think they signed anybody. I think they re-signed like the long snapper.
We always re-sign everybody, bro. We released.
That's the only transaction y'all make snapper. This year. I'm not even lying. If you look it up, I'm pretty sure that's the only transaction that Cowboys.
And he
have
does
made.
Good for Brandon Aubrey, who's the best kicker in the league last year.
Oh, because
Brandon
y'all,
Aubrey.
Cool, y'all have Brandon
who
Aubrey.
Who did not miss a field goal until like the very last end of the season.
I don't think it matters. Jordan Love knocked y'all out of the playoffs.
You want to talk about the Saints real quick? Were you in the playoffs,
actually?
I got
an ally at this table
with
me to talk about the
Saints.
Yeah,
exactly. Brother. You both can talk about it right now. Were you guys even in the playoffs? Were you even close?
Look, it's not our
How
fault.
How was your season,
I think,
actually?
I think
who was y'all's quarterback this year?
Derek Carr. Literally. But listen. Literally. I think if me and Davin said, forget Dennis Allen, forget Mickey Loomis, I think me and Davin could walk into New Orleans, take the team away from Gale Benson and make it ours. Because I feel like in between our brain connection, we know how to run that team. Because why did we even sign Derek Carr? He was a bum in L.A. or Oakland forever, or Las Vegas, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Ever didn't do anything since he came out of Fresno State in like 2014. We keep Dennis Allen, who had the most garbage year after that backstabbing traitor Sean Payton left us and went to Denver, okay? Where was I going with this? I don't remember.
You saw red for a minute. No, he just blacked out.
Yeah. I want to own the Saints.
Yeah, I want to own the Saints.
It sounded kind of like a threat a little bit, walking in and just taking over, but I'm with it right now.
I feel like if I control the Saints, I would get us back on track. We would win the South. We would top Tampa Bay, Atlanta, and Carolina.
You know what
there.
The worst part is we were on track to have Jaden Daniels.
We were. That's the
and
worst.
And we started
part.
Winning.
We won the last five games of the season. If obviously, you know, with kind of like the draft stock how it is right now, Jaden Daniels, whenever the season ended, he was like a top like 10-ish, 11 pick. But then with the oddness of the draft, he's like now the projected second overall. So I don't think that hurt us too bad, but, you know, that's just kind of a Saints thing to do is just sell in garbage time. We got Chase Young, though.
Hunter Mancuso, the new owner of the Saints. New Orleans Saints.
And
what
the
are
Astros.
All expectations for Caleb Williams in the league?
That's funny.
Crickets.
Who do you think he's going to be drafted by?
Sorry,
have you been seeing the mock draft and everything?
The Bears take him first overall, for
sure.
And then what are they putting? They traded Justin Fields
to the Steelers.
Oh, man. He's just going to sit on the bench and do nothing.
Literally.
I think the Bears got something going on, though, because they have the first overall pick. They have the ninth overall pick. They just got a whole lot of guys out of free agency. They got DeAndre Swift. They got DJ Moore out of that trade with Carolina last year. So if they take Caleb Williams first overall, and then they go out with the ninth overall pick, and gets one like Odunze out of the Purple School, Washington.
The Purple School.
Sorry, I forgot what it was called.
Go Purple.
Or some lineman out of there. I think the Bears are low-key a contender in their division and the NFL this year.
I really thought they were going to get Jim Harbaugh, but then they didn't. But I still think they're cooking Chicago.
For sure, yeah.
Preheating, yeah.
Who's not cooking is the Chargers, though, with Jim Harbaugh.
Did you see that stuff about Jim Harbaugh possibly drafting J.J. McCarthy and then trading Justin Herbert?
I did not see
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was
That's
like,
crazy.
He was well, obviously, he was his coach in college, but he was like, yeah, J.J. McCarthy had the best pro day I've ever seen in my entire history of being a part of football.
They just gave Herbert that big contract. He's
exactly.
not going anywhere. Yeah.
Trade him to the Saints.
They have...
They don't have cap.
They don't have cap. But the Chargers do have the sixth overall pick, and they're going to need to get someone like Marvin Harrison or... Malik Nabers out of LSU because they just gave away Eckler, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams for essentially nothing. So
I have a question for y'all. I'm not aware of this. Is Michael Penix, is he in declaring for the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, he's,
okay.
mm-hmm. he's like,
where do you think he's
like,
going to go?
He's a day two
four
pick.
Now.
Yeah, he's day two.
He's day two for sure. I think Williams, May, Daniels, and maybe McCarthy. I think McCarthy has day two talent, but I feel like he's kind of this Zach Wilson prospect where if you throw it back to 2021, he had this massive pro day, great combine, came out and just showed out. And Zach Wilson, I love him to come out of BYU. He didn't deserve to go second overall. That was Justin Fields' spot. On the last day of the NFL or the college season that year, Justin Fields was number two pick, and then it slid up to be Zach Wilson. And I kind of think that's what's happening with McCarthy this year. I think in Michigan, he was kind of – obviously, you still had to be great to win the national championship and do what he did in Michigan, but I feel like he was kind of just expanded
Blake
on
Corum.
By his team. Yeah, he had a great roster over there in Michigan. So I think McCarthy, if he does go day one, he is just kind of another Zach Wilson situation. But Penix, I think, goes day two.
I have a question. For all of y'all, how do y'all feel about the new NFL rule changes, like the kickoff return changes
and
like
drop?
The hip drop? Yeah,
hip drop is not going to be well.
That's crazy. Well.
That's a dumb rule.
Tell me,
it's a dumb rule. No, please. Because now defenders are going to probably get hurt and also probably get offensive players hurt in the process of tackling, and they're going to be so scared about the hip drop rule that they're going to just end up hurting each other. And I think referees do this a lot. I think in the preseason they always test these rules out. And a lot of times as the season goes on, or if that rule doesn't really do anything good, they just don't really call it. Now, if someone tries to hip drop Patrick Mahomes, I think that's a different story. I think they're going to be throwing flags out the wazoo. But at the end of the day, sometimes referees are pretty lax, and if they realize a rule is not working, they're not going
to
call it.
So why don't you explain the hip drop rule to the fans? Mm-hmm.
The hip drop rule, yeah. So for basically all of football, if a defender comes in, it's almost, I think, one of the personal ways, the best way to tackle someone. If you come in and you grab an offensive player and then you drop back kind of like basically using your hips to drop your body weight to drop and twist them, basically just folding them on their hips, that is now illegal, which I think I'm gonna look up a video real quick because
the reason why it was put into play was for the Ravens. It was a player, right? Because he got hurt for it. Fact check me, please. I don't know who it is, but he did it once in a game and he got hurt, and it was just like, oh, maybe we should do something about this. But the NFL rules are always changing because this and this happened and everything. Like, why do you like, okay, well, while Devin does that, why do you say you love the new kickoff return rule? I'm not a fan of it, to be honest.
I thought it looked really cool in the XFL. It's the same one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it looked really cool. I really love new changes to the game. Come on. Most kickoffs anyway, you know, they just take a knee. And, you know, that's it. And then nowadays, you know, I feel like...
Oh, my boy. Now we're showing...
Okay, so this
video
is a hip drop tackle because I did a bad job at explaining it. So basically, you're just grabbing them by their hips and then basically using your body weight, just going backwards and then...
So whenever you're going down, your body weight kind of falls on their leg.
How should that be illegal, though? Well, you have to take down a player in any way possible.
Exactly.
Don't do the horse collar. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's the controversy behind it, is that's kind of the most, like, easiest way to tackle. It's not even, you know, defenders do this, and they're not even trying to do it with malicious intent. And that's why, like, if you've seen, like, public or lash out on like Twitter or whatever, guys like Cameron Jordan, JJ Watt, whoever else, they don't like this because that's just kind of like the easiest way to tackle.
This is what Audrey was talking about. Mark Andrews, the tight end for the Ravens. So you see right here the linebacker's coming in, grabbing him by the hips, using his body weight. So their legs are getting caught underneath the defender's legs, and it's causing injuries.
But like, look, that guy, he's not tackling Andrews like that to purposely injure him. That's just the easy way to get him down, using, because this linebacker weighs like 250 pounds, so if you have 250 down,
you use your body weight all the time.
I agree.
Fundamental thing of the game. And now you make a change like this at the professional level, that change is going to have to be made at every single level below that. Now kids in college and kids in high school, kids in middle school are gonna have to learn, oh, I can't pull people down like that
because you grew up doing that play. Like, how are you gonna just change it like all of a sudden right in there? Like, you're actively, like, you know, wired to do that, and it's so natural. And then, dude, come on.
People,
I think it's
now
absurd,
it's like you make
honest.
That kickoff rule different, and
exactly.
So do we have to change in the collegiate level as well now?
See, the kickoff rule is dumb too, because they also banned surprise onside kicks.
Yes.
Which, if you take it back to 2009, Davin, shout out Thomas Morstead, the most famous onside kick of all time.
Audrey,
was the Saints coming out of the 2009 Super Bowl, the second half against the Colts. They came out with a surprise onside kick, and like the whole element or the whole purpose of the onside kick is to get your ball back, to so catch them off guard, surprise them. So I think that's kind of like the worst point of the kickoff rule.
I just think it's silly, point blank. Literally, the NFL posted like a 10 slideshow explaining everything. It was like, kickers will kick from their own 35-yard line. During kickoff, the field is separated into three areas: kickoff team's restraining line, setup zone, and landing zone. I was like, dude, how are you going to – why? For what? I still don't see why. It's really silly.
I would love
Sorry.
For the players this season to, like, find a glitch or, like, a way around it, you know, like, to find a way to, like, take advantage
literally.
Of it. Because players will do that. And we've seen that with, like, in the NBA with some contact rules and when it comes to shooting and stuff. And so I'm really interested to see what this hip rule is going to do. It's called the hip drop rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The hip drop ban, whatever.
Hip drop ban.
Yeah.
I don't hope that stays in place much longer. I think that it's going to have some issues in the beginning, the first weeks or so. But, yeah.
The refs are soft anyway, so.
Yeah, refs are soft everywhere. I'm not even going to go on a rant about what I saw yesterday, but I'm just going to say it to the people that are listening. Go to yesterday's game, Clippers versus Nuggets. Nuggets were supposed to win that game, up 22 points. The referees changed the game. I have never been more mad. I've never been that type of guy to say the refs are changing the game. But when NBA refs and officials are wearing Emirates on their shirt and they've been bought out by a company that makes over $100 million all across the world, I really think the integrity of the game is kind of changing, and I think the influence of betting on these games are really bad as well. So that's my
hot take. We could do a rant about betting in sports, but I don't know if y'all really want to get me started.
We didn't even mention Shohei's first home run with
the
Dodgers.
Cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Dude, he's going to hit
oh my God.
20 more of them. Like, it's like, I don't really. That's
he'll like touch
news.
40s if we're being honest.
And what's really news is
his translator stealing $4.5 million
exactly why
of,
I brought
of
it
betting.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, I would do the same thing if I was a gambling addict, which I am, and he came out and was like,
whoa, 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 don't drop that line here.
You like Fliff? I've been using
Fliff. I've been using
recently.
Fliff because that's
Fliff
the only thing
fun,
you can in
bro.
Texas, yeah.
And it's like you don't really risk anything but a fake dollar.
But a fake dollar. But once you hit that $50 limit,
you
you
can
put
pull it
in.
Out. Yep.
I mean, whenever I'm like in the slums, I use that Fliff daily dollar.
Yep.
And what I did was for like UFC cards, I put a dollar on the UFC for the all five fights of the main card. And then if you hit it, you know, $1 turns into like
$293.
Well,
yeah.
Not if you do like all underdogs, but typically you can get like $13, $14 out of it. And boom, that's 15 fake dollars you just turn out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then you can take those like $1 bets
and
keep expanding them. And then boom, you got like a couple hundred in your bank account off of some stupid Fliff daily dollar, bro. So shout out Fliff.
I love it. Yeah, shout out Fliff. That's such a cool app. I've been having fun every day with it. I was one game away from catching a $293 parlay. I don't know why I bet that the Rockets would beat the Mavs. It was the dumbest choice I've ever picked.
Devin knows what a parlay is.
Yeah. I know too well.
I never knew anything about betting. I learned it all just last week from a coworker.
Oh, so he's fresh.
I'm fresh in the game.
Oh, you're going to fall down a deep rabbit hole, Justin.
I'm never going to put real money in it, though. That's what I've told myself.
That's what I said, too.
That's what I said, too.
Oh, that's how it starts, right?
I don't know anything, so you can train me.
Oh, yeah.
You
I'll
can
train you on
get
Fliff.
Me in on everything.
Yeah,
let me know.
Get you some money, huh?
Hell yeah.
Well, anything else y'all would like to talk about in the national sports circuit before we wrap this thing up?
It's a new year every year for the Cowboys. It's a new year.
It's our
every
year.
New
it's
year.
It's our year every year.
New players. New
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Special team, special play, special players. Cowboys have none of them.
New year, nah. New disappointment.
Dak is in his last year for his contract, so
he's
we'll see how that runs out.
He's retiring after this year because he's not going to win anything.
We'll see. We can talk about another one. I'm over it. I don't want to talk about the Cowboys
Dak
anymore.
Dak is a waste of money.
Let's see how
the. Does the Prescott family like know the Jerry Jones family like for lineages or something?
What?
There's no way this guy has.
What Prescott family?
His girlfriend and his
okay,
daughter.
Well, all I'm saying is there's no way this guy has a contract still. Like, how are you that good of a quarterback? You really think he's that good? He's not that good.
I really think if he
Cooper
doesn't show up this
better.
Past year, dude, who are the Cowboys going to pick up? Actually, you know what? Okay, that's actually a good point that you make. You know what? If the Cowboys do end up releasing Dak Prescott, I think they're really going to put in Trey Lance. Because, hello,
ooh,
he's a
I forgot
bro,
about him.
Exactly. You're a third-string quarterback for Dak Prescott, and above you is Cooper Rush. Like,
yeah,
come on now.
He's
after
third
you,
string for a reason.
I know, exactly. He's third string for a reason. But, I mean, hey, I would really like to see him pop out and
yeah.
everything. Like, you know, the Cowboys drafted him for – drafted him, sorry. They picked him up for a reason. Hello. Like, you're cooking.
Cheap.
That and, like, you know, Dak's time is going to run out soon. So, I mean, hey, I would really love to see Lance on that field this year. But we'll see what Jerry Jones decides
Dallas,
to do.
Dallas also has the 24th pick in the draft this year. So
yeah. We'll see who we pick up. Maybe a new center because bye-bye Tyler Biadasz.
Well, I think it's going to wrap it up, guys. For Davin Meredith, Audrey Pasillas, Hunter Mancuso, this is Justin Brown. Hoping you have a wonderful weekend. Be sure to catch up to Claws of the Wall and BCR on Spotify and SoundCloud. And keep up to date with all Texas State and San Marcos sports by following us at KTSW Sports on all social media. We hope you have a great weekend and catch another episode next week. See you later.